Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Have you done this? You walk into a store, stare at the shelf for a minute, and somehow your hands land on the bottle that costs about $18.99. Not the cheap one. That feels risky. Not the expensive one. That feels like commitment. But right there in the middle, the safe zone. The bottle that says, I care about wine, but let's not make a big deal about it. Is that price point an accident? Well, let's dive deeper into that with our wine expert, Sicilian vineyard owner, Sour Grapes. Welcome back, Sour Grapes. It's been a while.
I've been gone for a bit, and let me explain why. Bubbly and I ran into some problems. I stepped away briefly due to an unexpected vineyard crisis. A uninvited travel influencer arrived on my vineyard with a drone. It hovered over my Sangiovese like a judgmental hummingbird. He started yelling directions at Bubbly. Okay, Bubbly, give me rustic but authentic. Bubbly mistook the drone for a mechanical hawk and declared war. There are now claw marks on technology and paw prints on justice. We are still in mediation with the drone manufacturer. They claim unauthorized canine aggression. I claim airspace sovereignty. Tuscany is no place for influencers. Bubbly has since been grounded. So has the drone. Now let's get down to why I'm here today, Forrest. Advice, I love to give it whether you like it or not. Let me tell you a little story about that $18.99 bottle of wine. It's the most expensive way to feel almost sophisticated. Let's talk about the confidence trick hiding in plain sight. Let me save you $4 and a false sense of sophistication. That $18.99 bottle, it knows exactly who you are. It's priced for the person who wants to feel upgraded, but not questioned. Wine pricing isn't romantic. It's behavioral economics with a cork. Under $15 feels risky. Over $25 feels committed. But $18.99? That's the I Watch documentaries about Tuscany Zone.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
You don't buy it because it's great. You buy it because it feels safe. That's not taste. That's positioning. The industry truth. You know what really determines price? Margin targets, distributor tiers, shelf wars, not angels singing over stainless steel tanks. That heavy bottle you're holding, it costs more to ship, which means you're literally paying for glass.
What?
So you can feel serious. Let me give you some wise, grouchy truth.
Oh, not again.
Price is a positioning tool, not a guarantee. I've had $14 bottles from honest producers that would humble a $32 ego bottle all day. You want to shop smart? Stop staring at the number. Start looking at region, importer. Who actually made it? The winemaker matters more than the font. Remember, just because it cost $18.99 doesn't mean it's balanced. Sometimes the wine isn't sour. You just paid extra for the bottle's gym membership. This is Sour Grapes, pouring grumpy wisdom, one vintage at a time. If this episode saved you $4, you can repay me by following at the Best Wine Pod. I accept gratitude in the form of engagement.